Matching Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Shelvin Max on the floor. He dishes left. Terrence Ross just checked in. Throws a dime down to Biyombo, who rose up, threw it down. That's a good start for T. Ross. Haven't seen him since November. His first pass, good for an assist.
Yeah, it's great to see him back out there. He can do a lot of things. He's going to help us when he's back next year and at full strength. Definitely looked a little rusty tonight, which is completely to be expected, but that's not what we're worried about. We're worried about just getting back on the floor and getting comfortable again.
That's right. Terrence Ross is back. It is so, so nice to see our guys start working their way back onto the court. But the Magic fall to the Raptors last night, 101-112, the final score. I'm Sam Davis, by the way, in for Dante and Aaron. Dante is in Milwaukee. He's in the middle of probably the coldest road trip you could possibly take in the NBA. Toronto over to Milwaukee. Man, Minnesota's about the only thing that could have made that worse. Aaron's also in today. He's on the other side of the glass. He's looking nice as usual. Maybe even a little bit more nice than usual.
Is that possible?
Kind of like picture day. You just kind of show up. You notice everyone else looks a little bit nicer. And
that's what I aspire to be every day, that every day is picture day.
Well, it sounds like today was picture day for Aaron. We'll definitely get to that. But first, how about some advertisement obligations? Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th at 8 p.m. Enjoy special discounts and entertainment as we take on the Washington Wizards. For more information, go to OrlandoMagic.com/fan appreciation. Man, it's starting to feel like summer. Summer is about to hit us. It's getting warmer. ACs are working overtime. We're starting to get those semi-daily rain showers here in Central Florida. The air smells great afterwards. Baseball's back on the radio dial. The Masters are done. Aaron and I watched Patrick Reed knock in the final golf ball yesterday. A lot of buzz about Patrick Reed today. WrestleMania was yesterday. You know, when they leave me and Aaron alone in the studio, we're definitely going to talk wrestling. We're for sure to get to that. But 80 Magic basketball games are in the books. Two more to play this NBA season, the first of which is going to tip off tonight in Milwaukee as the Magic take on the Bucks. And then the NBA playoffs start this Saturday. So mark it down. NBA playoff basketball this Saturday. We're going to look ahead to the postseason as well. But a tough weekend for the Orlando Magic. Losses to the Hornets and the Raptors. Kemba and the Hornets put up 137-100. That was the final score on Friday night. Again, the Raptors best the Magic yesterday, 112-101. But again, good news for the Magic to see T. Ross back. I mean, it seems now the Magic are primed for a fresh start next season. You've got a healthier roster. Vooch is back. That hand seems to not be giving him too much trouble. Aaron Gordon's back and looking good. Ross looked solid in the minutes we saw him last night. Jonathan Isaac is working his way back into action. I'd expect Evan Fournier gets himself better in the early part of the summer. Plenty of time to get ready for next season, but man, it has been an injury-filled season, and that is where we start today.
What's trending now?
Oh my goodness. Hayward came down so hard. Okay. Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
That's got to be the worst, to get hurt on opening night.
Right?
Yeah. Lynn is down, and he's not getting up.
He tore the patellar tendon in his right knee last night. He's going to miss the rest of the season. You can see him just shaking his head there. He's saying, I'm done.
Porzingis!
But he goes down hard, and he's hurt.
You just don't ever want to see a guy fall and hold his knee. You always hope it's not as bad as it looks, but you can often look.
Adrian Wojnarowski, in the aftermath of the left knee surgery, Kyrie Irving out for the regular season, out for the playoffs.
Cousins misses. Almost got his own rebound.
Big thing right now is just,
and he just got hurt. DeMarcus Cousins is injured at the other.
Oh boy.
He's holding that left lower leg area in the area of his Achilles.
And that is how quickly a season can change.
Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, Jeremy Lin, DeMarcus Cousins, Porzingis, not KP. Mike Conley's been out for the year. Isaiah Thomas, all these guys out for the season. Injured at some point this year. And those are just all-stars. Those are just the big head honchos around the association. How different would it be for this Orlando Magic team in this Magic season if you don't lose Jonathan Isaac for the bulk of the year? Or if Aaron Gordon avoids that concussion? that concussion didn't have to happen? Or if Vooch doesn't get his hand caught up in that post play? What if Evan Fournier or Terrence Ross stay healthy? Heck, Elfrid Payton missed some games at the beginning of the season. That played an impact. You do expect guys to miss some time. You're not going to be healthy all year long. I mean, look at what the Warriors are going through. But it is an interesting thought experiment. Think about like what might have been if the Magic don't catch the worst injury bug I have ever seen hit a basketball team. And that is just the Orlando Magic. This team at its ceiling was really only going to poke its head into the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings, 6-7 seed tops. I mean, Jeff Weltman and John Hammond said it themselves. It was a sit back and observe kind of year for the Orlando Magic. But what about the Boston Celtics? This team is going to finish second in the East without Gordon Hayward and with Kyrie Irving's bum knee. How about the Pelicans? DeMarcus Cousins is an all-star. He might even be an all-NBA first teamer if he's healthy for the year. With a healthy Cousins, does Portland sprint up the standings? Does Utah make a miracle run? We wouldn't have a final exciting week like this with Denver and Minnesota. Three teams right now are tied for 46 and 34. I guess 82 games isn't enough, Aaron. 46 and 34. The Brooklyn Nets have largely overachieved this season. What would they have done with Jeremy Lin in the mix? And is Isaiah Thomas on the Lakers right now if he comes back and he's 100% and stayed healthy? And Aaron, there's a saying in sports that the best ability is availability, and I think that holds a lot of truth.
I feel like John Hammond said that one time on this show, didn't he?
Definitely. I think that saying holds quite a bit of water.
But no, it ultimately comes by at the beginning of the year, you plan to have your 15 rostered guys, right? And at some point in time throughout the course of a long season, you know you're going to lose one, maybe two of those guys. You don't expect to lose five or six of them all in one sit. And that is what has happened to the Magic. And we can sit here and we can say, what if, what would have happened? But ultimately, you're dealt with the hand that you have. And the Magic have tried to persevere all through all year long. And the problem has been just what you've had has not been enough.
Yeah, that's for sure. Health matters a lot. And much like the league-wide adjustment to small ball and advanced stats, I mean, the advanced stats is like an arm race. I mean, you see what the Houston Rockets have done. Only threes or dunks. And super teams, unicorn big men that can shoot it from anywhere on the court. I think the next competitive advantage in the NBA is going to be the health of one's roster. And those things I just mentioned, small ball, advanced stats, super teams, unicorns, the proactive teams will always hold the advantage while everyone else follows suit and plays catch up. LeBron James spends $1.5 million annually, $1.5 million per year on his body. And this guy's always on the floor in the biggest moments. How many massages do you think you can get?
That's a lot of massages. But Sam, I was going to say, you know, like in an age where our athletes are bigger, faster, stronger, you know, they switch more often. How much of that do you think, agility-wise, our athletes are so much more advanced? How much more pressure that puts on tendons that weren't necessarily the same as they were 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's no question. If you got NBA League Pass, go back and watch some games from the 60s, the 70s. Go watch even Magic and Bird. I mean, these are not the same athletes that were playing back then. And I'm not saying everyone can be LeBron James, but maybe that sort of investment, that sort of approach is what it takes. The story of the 2017-18 season, I mean, that's going to be etched in stone in the finals and in the NBA playoffs. I mean, nobody's going to remember what happened in the regular season. When we look back, we think of it, oh, that was the Warriors' year. That was the year LeBron won it. That was the year Dirk and the Mavs got it done. A lot of injuries is the story of the regular season, though.
Yeah.
And the Raptors just might win the whole thing. That's the story of the regular season. But man, the injuries have been a tough one this year. It's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. Enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 2018-19 full season plan today. Again, that's 407-89-MAGIC. And I said at the top of the show, at the bottom of the hour, top of the show, Aaron looks particularly good today. And I think this is another chapter in the Orlando Magic's Aaron Berlin
Oh, it's a saga, isn't it?
Driver's license saga. And so I said you looked like you were dressed up for picture day. Did we get a picture taken today?
We got a picture taken, but the news of the day is, Sam, just because you have a driver's license does not mean you can use that driver's license to drive a car. I learned that hard today.
I mean, we've got a bike in the studio right now.
We do. I'm actually riding that bicycle home today.
Oh, man.
Did not ride it to the DMV because it was here. Took an Uber to the DMV, took an Uber here. We'll ride the bicycle home.
He's got a blue shirt on and khakis. So if you see an Aaron Berlin driving home on a bike, please merge over to the other lane and keep him safe.
Does have a light, though. Does have a light.
That's good. And I see it's got some saddlebags. What do you got in your saddlebags?
Well, that's where I keep my lock, because at one point I held the lock on the actual little placeholder for it and it fell off. And a guy in a nice pickup truck came up behind me. He's like, "Hey, dude, you dropped your lock." And I was like, "Okay, I'm just going to store these in the saddlebags from here on out." And so the only thing that is in those saddlebags is my lock, because I did not bring a change of clothes today, which I should have.
My goodness. Well, he can ride a bike like a pro. But if you want to play basketball like a pro, sign up for summer basketball camps presented by United Healthcare. Boys and girls ages 6 to 17 of all skill levels are welcome. Learn skills, get Magic gear, and receive a ticket to a Magic game. Register now at OrlandoMagic.com/youth. Well, this might be our only time for the last hoop scoop of the year, Aaron, so let's get to it. The last hoop scoop, perhaps, of 2017-2018.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
All right, Sam, well, here we go. You put these together earlier today, but news breaking today that Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers says he's 100% going to win the Rookie of the Year. You buying or selling?
I think there's a pretty good chance that Ben Simmons is going to win Rookie of the Year. My problem is he really a rookie? I mean, I think
he's not a rookie.
I think you're a rookie within the 365-day span after you sign your first professional contract. That's when you're a rookie. It doesn't matter what age you are. Kim Birch is a rookie right now for the Orlando Magic, and there's no way, especially after these comments, that Ben Simmons is going to receive 100% of the votes. Donovan Mitchell is definitely going to crack into there. But
I was going to say,
like,
if
confidence.
This would have been January, would you have gone Donovan Mitchell over Ben Simmons? Or the fact that we've had to play out another 30-some-odd games, does that make you go more towards Ben Simmons?
Yeah, I probably would have stuck around with Ben Simmons. What Donovan Mitchell has done is incredibly impressive. I mean, he was at his highest, like sell high, right after the slam dunk contest. But man, Mitchell, Simmons, both future stars in this league. What else do we got?
Okay, moving on from the Rookie of the Year race over to the MVP race. You look at what James Harden has done. You look at what LeBron James has done. Who are you going with there?
Yeah, so this argument's hot in the streets. I have an idea. I think we should just play one-on-one. I mean, it's close enough. We do pay-per-view.
Can we do this the week before the finals?
Whenever you want. We can do it this summer. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you hand out the award. So pay-per-view, we fill up the Superdome. Winner gets the MVP, but I'm going to add this stipulation too. If LeBron James wins, he gets the MVP and he gets to shave James Harden's beard.
Ooh.
But if James Harden wins, he gets the MVP trophy and he gets the rights to the title King James.
I was going to say, because LeBron doesn't really have any hair that you can shave. He used to, does not have it anymore. That's not a hot take, but I do feel like those are like even things to do.
Beard for King James title. I think that's pretty good. The Akron Hammer is the way better nickname for LeBron anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I like both those ideas. Okay, moving on. Cleveland is in the Big Apple tonight to take on the Knicks. And you can add New York to the list of fan bases looking to recruit one King James via a billboard. The new display is not far outside of MSG and reads, quote, "King of New York? Prove it."
Yeah, this is an incredible story this season. I mean, if you were going to talk about stories for the regular season, you could just start a film. You could call it Three Billboards Outside the NBA Tampering Bylaws.
Ooh, I feel like there's been more than three LBJ billboards, though, this year. Can we get one in Orlando? Yeah, is that tampering?
Is he going to see it, and is he actually going to be like, you know what, that billboard, I mean, great design work there.
Fancy-looking billboard, nice LED screen.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we got one more story. What do we got, Aaron?
Okay. The Phoenix Suns have officially locked up their lottery odds, and the Phoenix Suns have never picked first in the NBA draft. They now hold a 25% opportunity. Is the top pick going to the Valley of the Sun?
Yeah, so Phoenix wins the race to the bottom. That's pretty cool. They've never had the number one pick before, actually. They've had a couple of number two picks. I would put my paycheck on the line if you could name either of the number two picks they've ever had.
Oh, the number two picks they've had? No,
yeah.
I could not.
Yeah, the great legends of this game, Neil Walk and Armin Gilliam. legends. There's a lot of pressure that comes with these top picks, for sure. And there's no guarantee that they'll get number one. And there's no guarantee that they're going to get the best player, even if they get number one. But number one, Phoenix, we've never seen it before. This year could be the year. What
Don't
do you think?
Say that, because I'm slightly hoping that we get it. So come on, Sam.
I mean, no matter what. I mean, there's a lot of pressure, but you always want the number one pick. I mean, even if you don't want the number one pick, you can trade down.
Josh Cohen will say, statistically speaking, it has the best odds to net you an NBA All-Star. So, by Josh Cohen rules, we all want the number one pick.
Yeah, gotta follow Josh Cohen. All right, we're gonna duck in a break here in a minute, but first, unscripted, off the record, behind the scenes, listen to the latest Orlando Magic Pod Squad podcast to hear the crew debate about who the next member of the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame will be. We got one more episode of the Pod Squad. That's gonna drop in a week. So the Orlando Magic Pod Squad, you can download it today on iTunes or in the Google Play Store. Hey, speaking of unscripted, when we come back, we're talking WrestleMania. Ronda Rousey had a huge night, picked up a big win in her in-ring debut. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you why Conor McGregor is going to be fighting in the WWE ring and why it's going to happen sooner rather than later. That and more is on the other side of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
A lot of people talk about clarity, they talk about color, they talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Three on one. Here's Harry Gordon. Acrobatic stuff there. Took it up high and dunked it down hard.
Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th, to see your Orlando Magic take on the Washington Wizards in our last regular season game at Amway Center with a special start time of 8 p.m. Enjoy special giveaways, discounts, and so much more as we honor the best fans in the NBA. For more information, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Fan Appreciation Night.
Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey, Magic fans, here is a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at SomedayStartsToday.com.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. What's up, Papa John's?
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions. NMLS 7168, Equal Housing.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Man, Ronda Rousey absolutely stole the show at WrestleMania 34 last night. And that was no easy feat. I mean, this was a show that gave us 7 hours of
it's
WrestleMania
the show of
moments.
Shows.
The show of shows indeed. But man, Rousey with her clash, she was teamed up with Kurt Angle, went up against Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. In my eyes, that was the match of the night. What about you, Aaron? We got done with the broadcast, and that was the first thing we got to see the entirety of.
Can we first off say how big a wrestling nerds we are? After the game last night, we put it up on our big screen here and just watched WrestleMania till about 1 a.m. But for me, that was by far the match of the night. You had everything. You had Ronda Rousey, you had Stephanie McMahon, you had Triple H, you had the moment where they both had them in like a submission lock in the middle of the ring. None of the other matches, especially later in the card, even compared with that one.
Yeah, I mean, you had the main event, Lesnar and Reigns.
A little bit of a letdown, right?
Yeah, it was a bloody main event, so I mean, the photographs will stick around and you'll remember those. But man, Ronda looked great last night. Brock Lesnar looked great, as always. And we're definitely starting to see a trend with these former athletes cashing checks, making a bigger name for themselves in the WWE ranks. And it just makes sense. And it sounds right when you say Conor McGregor is going to be the next athlete to make that jump. I mean, McGregor loves money. Vince McMahon has money, guaranteed.
Vince McMahon has a lot of money.
His future in the UFC seems pretty uncertain, maybe unstable. He had a bit of an outburst last week. As great as McGregor is in the octagon, he's perhaps an even better promoter, both in his mixed martial arts bouts and his huge buildup in that fight with Floyd Mayweather. That was incredible. Everyone was locked into every video, every soundbite. And a huge part of professional wrestling is the weekly promotion. I mean, you don't have WrestleMania every week. Like you said, Aaron, it's the show of shows. It comes once a year. You have to build the hype. Conor McGregor is hype. And just because you make that jump to the WWE doesn't mean your career in traditional athletics is over. We saw Brock Lesnar make the jump to the octagon again, the jump back. He won again. He defeated Mark Hunt at UFC 200. Conor McGregor will be the next to follow in the footsteps of Lesnar, Rousey. Floyd Mayweather was in a WrestleMania once before. Mark Henry, a former weightlifter at the Olympic level, he's now in the WWE Hall of Fame. And wrestling just allows these traditional athletes, specifically in the combat sports, to achieve and ascend to a level in the minds of all of us sports fans that they may have never reached without it.
Well, here's the thing, Sam. Wouldn't you say it gives them a longer shelf life too? Like, how fast do MMA stars come and go? But I mean, Goldberg was wrestling last year. How long have we known Goldberg in our TV screens?
I mean, absolutely. When you step into the octagon, it is all about, I mean, there's a reason they called it blood sport. I mean, you're putting down the other guy, but in the ring, when you talk to pro wrestlers, talk about their career, it is all about the protection of the athlete. Well, hey, I mean, that is about going to do it. Last Monday of Magic Drive Time, we've only got a few more days of Magic Drive Time. Your afternoon commute is about to get far less magical here in a few days. Dante Marcatelli is going to be back in the Sunshine State tomorrow. He'll probably be happy to shed that coat. He's going to jump on the air with Magic writer John Denton. On Wednesday, we got Fan Appreciation Night. Dante and Galante will be on Magic Drive Time. They'll get you ready for the final game of Orlando's season. Thursday, season finale of Magic Drive Time. Don't miss it. We'll have a very special guest for our show's season finale. Magic president Jeff Waltman will be interviewed by our own Dante Marcatelli. We'll look back at the season that was, And we'll be sure to look ahead to what's going to be an exciting offseason. Hey, once more tonight, Magic are in Milwaukee. They're taking on the Bucks on Fox Sports Florida. We've got an hour of Inside Magic tonight on Fox Sports Florida starting at 6:30. Magic Live pregame is at 7:30. Magic and the Bucks at the BMO Center just after 8 o'clock. Hey, Orlando's 9-5 this season with no rest. 38% of their total victories. So that's going to do it for today on Magic Drive Time. Back tomorrow, 5:30, 96.9 The Game.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.